It is time to take you on the road to 2023 elections. Welcome to the flagship program covering the 2023 elections here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Every Saturday by 8 a.m., we bring updates on the elections from the candidates to the voters and other related issues. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu, and today we're talking collection of PVCs. Now, before we properly start the show, last week our conversation was in anticipation of the G5 presidential choice, as everyone pondered who they would support. January 5 came, and yet we still do not know. So I guess we still have to keep waiting. Now, for the conversation today, we all must be aware that for a while, about three electoral seasons, our electoral system has been and still is going through an evolution. Most visibly are BVAS, voters' cards, and the recently amended electoral law. Due to this evolution in the electoral sector, many Nigerians now have some level of confidence, emphasis on some. Your percentage and degree of confidence would vary from that of the next man. Now, while INEC insists it is ready for the elections, President Muhammadu Buhari has reiterated his resolve to bequeath an electoral system that is for the people. But the people will have to play their part. One thing that has negatively characterized the Nigerian election is voter apathy. You hear things like votes don't count. But hopefully, the tens of millions of new voters registered last year will make a major difference. The problem now is many at some point complain bitterly about the cumbersome nature of getting their PVCs. And of course, that is where our conversation for today begins. Whether or not it is easy to get your PVC, and whether or not you still have faith in the system, considering how difficult or easy it is. But let's hear from those many.
To be enough staff to attend to the people, because there's a huge crowd there. At least if the crowd is being split to a number, so at least a short period of time, they can at least attend to everybody. So in my own view, that should maybe employ more staff, so at least they can at least attend to many people at a time. So at least everybody can go back to their previous work.
Now, this was a report from December, that's last year, of course, specifically December 19, about the PVC collection process. Yesterday, the collection process was devolved to the registration areas and wards for a week. After that, the process will return to the LGAs. The process ends on the 22nd of January. Some people say the collection process is smoother at the registration and ward level.
The INEC staff, they were here very, very early, and they are doing very well. They are well-behaved too, attending to us very well.
See, there was a much crowd there before, and there are just few people left behind. Others have collected their own.
And the process is fair and nice. Everything is going well, and there's no hinge or anything.
There's no issue. As far as can bring any identification that this card belongs to you, they will hand it over to you.
So the big question is, how can INEC ensure the collection process is seamless and avoid disenfranchisement of Nigerians? Joining us to have this conversation is an alumni of the Front Page, now making his way to Road to 2023, Dr. Gift Walu. Good morning, Dr. Walu.
Good morning, Sam, and good morning and happy new year to Rivers people.
Yes, indeed. Happy new year, sir.
Thank you. How was
the season for you?
You know, I've lived in this country all my life. And one of the things you must do if you live in Nigeria is to develop that natural shock absorber.
Okay.
So that no matter what happens, you just find a way to continue to push on.
Mm.
You know, before now, I was talking to people about the need for them to look inwards and do certain things outside their normal routine or livelihoods to see how they can add a penny or two.
Okay.
You know, because some of us saw some of these things coming. You remember when we discussed about fuel?
Yeah.
The price of fuel going up. And I told you it was not going to come down. And I don't think it has come down since then. It's not a good thing to talk about. But then, people must find a way to survive. So, December comes. You must think about December before December. Just the way people were advised, even as we were celebrating December, that you should begin to think about January, when school fees will be paid and all of that. So, people who don't have that proactive approach to things, who don't think about things in advance, are likely to suffer more than people who just find a way to think about issues before they happen.
All right, so here's an important thing to think about. That is the PVC collection. What is your assessment of the PVC collection process by INEC at this time?
Sam, I think that before we talk about the process of PVC collection, let's look at the importance of PVC collection. Let's also look at our democracy generally. Democracy promises of freedom and prosperity.
Mm.
And democracy stands on a number of pillars. One of them is mass participation of the people.
That's right.
Because that is why one of the most popular definitions of democracy is that it is government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, over the years, Nigerians have not really participated. If you look at the results of our elections, you will see that from 1999 up till now, up till 2019, you know, and even in the election that we had last year, you find that for the most part, Nigerians have not participated. For example, the 2019 election, President Buhari won that election as an incumbent with just about 15 million votes. Atiku came second with about 11 million votes.
11 million, yeah.
Yes. Now, if you put that side by side, the election that held in the U.S. a year after, the election that brought Biden into power, Biden scored 81 million. And the incumbent, Trump, who was defeated in that election, scored about 74 million. If you put that together, plus all the other votes, you are talking about over 60 to 70% of the population of that country. I'm not talking about registered voters, the population of the country.
Mm.
Participating in an election. If you take the issue of Nigeria, you are seeing less than, you know, 20% of the population participating in the election.
To give context to the 2019 elections, 15 million for President Buhari, 11 million for the first runner-up Atiku.
Yes.
Total registered voters for that year was 82 million.
82 million.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's
data from INEC.
Yes, that's total registered voters.
Registered voters.
Now,
yeah.
The person who came third scored about less than 200,000 votes. So if you put all the other contestants together,
yeah,
it doesn't come to
30
more
million.
Than, yeah, 30 million.
It doesn't get up 30
It doesn't
million.
Get up that.
Yeah.
And when you juxtapose that against the population of Nigeria that is put at about 200 million, you see that it's a far cry.
Indeed.
Do you understand? So it means that the people are not participating. And how will the people participate? It is by registering and getting their PVCs. Unfortunately, before now, because of the reasons that are obvious, like people thinking that votes will not count, people not trusting the electoral process, issues of insecurity at elections and all of that, a lot of people were not interested. But somehow, it will appear that as the economy started biting harder and harder, and then with the help of organizations like Nigeria Info, Yaga Africa and other people who are pushing and making Nigerians to understand that the only way we can salvage our country, the only way we can bring about prosperity in our country is when we participate in elections, so we can get the right people who make the right decisions and, you know, deliver the right programs to bring about the much needed prosperity.
Dr. Wolu, so, I don't want to, sorry for interrupting you,
yeah,
I don't want to give life to that argument, but it's difficult to ignore. So I have a furniture guy that in this lifetime is going to be difficult for me to patronize again because of bad service. He did a few things for me in the house and it is the worst possible work anybody can do. So I have bad service from him. It's a bad product. It's a bad service delivery. Imagine if somebody who I know tries to tell me, oh boy, patronize this guy now. And I've had history. So where I'm coming from is the elections, the system is bad service for Nigerians. They've tasted what that is like. Irrespective of, and we do what we can here on Nigeria Info, but irrespective of who is telling you to go back, even if it's my dad that says, no, let this guy do your furniture, I will explain, daddy, sit here where this guy do. So Nigerians would always point to previous elections. They would always point to the times that it did not work, where they may be trusted or they had a little more faith than now, to the reason why they may not get their PVCs or they may not even trust in the process.
See, even the bad guy, the bad carpenter, if he undergoes training, if he has a change of attitude to work, if he appreciates the fact that this thing is about his livelihood, maybe because he did a bad job and you stopped patronizing him, he suffered financial losses and all of that, he can decide to do better. And then over time, that guy can surprise you. We know many people, stories of people who were called failures. One of them is the almighty Albert Einstein. His teachers declared him a failure. I was reading the story of Richard Branson the other day. He dropped out of school at 15, and his teacher said that this guy that I'm seeing will either be a prisoner or a millionaire. Luckily, he became a millionaire. So people change. People can, you see somebody today in a certain state, that person can change over time. Now, thank God, our electoral processes are improving. INEC is working very hard, I believe, and I see a lot of energy on the part of INEC. I see a lot of energy on the part of civil society. I see a lot of energy on the part of the media. Don't also forget that before now, everything, you know, even from the angle of the media, you saw that people became a little bit withdrawn. People were not paying the kind of attention and putting the kind of interest that they are putting now. On the part of the electorate, the same. So, but as things improve, it's expected that every other person should find a way to also improve and be part of the process. So, unfortunately, we don't have a very good history of elections in Nigeria, but things are beginning to improve seriously. If you look at the elections that held in Ekiti and Osun recently, you see marked improvement in the way the results were released and all of that. And even the numbers, because before now, people used to write numbers and declare bogus figures for elections, but we saw something that resembled, you know, reality. Yeah. But that reality is not comfortable enough, because it's a drop in the number of people who have participated again. So, but for us to achieve democracy, we have to get more people participating, so that at the end of the day, whatever is the outcome of that process is owned by the people. So the people also know that if they're not comfortable with what they have, they can change it. The power is in their hands. So it now brings us back to the issue of why people must go get their PVCs. Now, INEC has done a good job, and I must commend INEC for this. They have devolved the process, brought it to the level of wards and registration centers.
Yeah.
And of course, the commentary we are getting from the people who were interviewed is that it's a lot easier now to get the cards and all of that.
The people at Choba.
Yeah, the people at Choba, where maybe it's the same everywhere, because obviously, if you make it such that there are more terminals, if you make it such that people don't have to wait on the queue for a very long time and all of that, yeah, you know, people can just stay for 2-3 hours, maybe minutes, and then get their PVCs.
Yeah.
I wish we could make it much more seamless, like the way we get our ATM cards. Maybe we'll get there someday, who knows?
Hopefully.
But the important thing is that people are now able to, and then they are saying that the INEC staff have been nice to them and all of that. So if we extrapolate from what has happened in Choba and to think that maybe that's what is happening in other places, that's a wonderful reason to commend INEC.
Okay.
And then to say that Nigerians should seize this opportunity, organize themselves, conduct themselves properly, get these PVCs, and then begin to interrogate the political parties and the politicians on what they have as programs, as campaign manifesto that will form the basis for voting for one person or the other. Unfortunately, over the years, Nigerians have voted on the basis of sentiments, on the like ethnicity, you know, gender, money, and so on and so forth, religion. We need to do away with those things. Seriously, we need to do away with them. We are hearing from the candidates now. We are seeing what their messages are. You know, what they will do if they are given the opportunity to lead the country. But most importantly is that we need to know that this election is not even about the problems that we have, which politicians are promising that they are coming to solve. Those things that we see as problems are not the problems. Those things are just manifestations of the problem. inflation and all, those are manifestations of problem. Because I tell you, some people will want to make you believe that the economic crisis we have in Nigeria is global. But the way it affects a Nigerian and the way a Nigerian reacts is not the way people are affected in London or America and the way they are reacting. For example, a reaction to the poverty in Nigeria last year, the Japa syndrome came in. People were running out of the country.
They still are.
Do you understand? People are still running out of the country.
Yeah.
I didn't see so many people running from UK to Nigeria because of hardship. There's global hardship caused by, of course, you know, we have not gotten away with COVID-19. Then the Ukraine war came and all of those things. Fine. But because of chronic leadership failure in Nigeria, because of near absence of government in Nigeria, that is why it is biting us harder than it is biting even people who are in Ukraine.
All right.
Where the war is going on.
Well, we'll take a break shortly, and after the break, you get to tell me what the collection process was like in your ward and registration area, and what exactly you'd like INEC to improve on. The people in Choba claim that it went smoothly. I'd like to know what the people in your area feel. Stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The INEC staff, they were here very, very early, and they are doing very well. They are well behaved too, attending to us very well.
See, there was a much crowd here before, and there are just few people left behind. Others have collected their own.
And the process is fair and nice. Everything is going well, and there's no hinge or anything.
There's no issue. As far as can bring any identification that this card belongs to you, they will hand it over to you.
All right, there's people talking about the collection process that has been devolved to the registration areas and wards. That particular point is the Choba axis of Port Hackett. And of course, they're saying it's smoother for them. We're asking, how can INEC ensure the collection process is seamless? And I'm asking you particularly, what is the collection process like in your ward and registration area? My guest is Dr. Gift Wallo, who is a public affairs analyst, and we're talking about INEC's efforts so far and how it translates to a smooth election come February and, of course, March. You're welcome once again, Dr. Wallo.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. So we talked about the importance of getting the PVC, the need for us to be involved, what INEC has done so far. What do you think this particular election presents that should make the average Nigerian politician, and by average Nigerian politician, I mean the one who is used to having things go their way, who is very likely used to cutting corners, doing things the Nigerian way. What is it about this election that should make that politician concerned that it might not be business as usual?
I'll start by saying that usually you have three, maybe two classes of people. When it comes to elections, people who are politicians and belong to political parties.
Okay.
And then the rest of the people who are voters but may not belong to any political party.
All right.
Now, the way it works here is that these people who are politicians have their interests cut out for them. They know their candidates. They are not going to change except if there is something personal between them and the candidate. If not, they are going to vote along party lines.
Yeah.
Now, but you have the other people who are undecided.
Impressionable.
Yes. So, and usually in a normal setting, those are the people who determine the election, because the APC guy is going to vote for APC. The PDP guy is going to vote for PDP. So the other people will choose between PDP or APC. And so if they choose more of PDP or APC, that is not to say that there are no other political parties. I'm just giving a scenario.
Yeah.
Then the one that gets the chunk of the votes from the undecided people
claims the victory.
Claims the victory. Now, when government is formed, government makes policies, comes out with programs and all of that, makes decisions, implements them, and then there will be outcomes. That outcome could be favorable or unfavorable. In the case of Nigeria, repeatedly, the outcomes have not been favorable. Mm-hmm. Forget about what people say. Because in the final analysis, it boils down to food on our table. It boils down to the ease with which we move around.
Yes, indeed.
It boils down to whether our children are going to school and getting quality education, and so on and so forth. It boils down to whether people believe that at retirement, they can live a fulfilled life. So, and the commentary everywhere is that these things are not looking good. And there is no hope that they are going to look good in the nearest future. So this election is not about, like I said, it's not about there's no fuel. It's not about there's no food. It's about the soul of the country.
Yeah, but it has been about the soul of the country
every election.
So what is different with this one?
What is different with this one?
Why should I be jittery as a politician that it's possible it may not happen as it normally does?
Yeah, because of what INEC has done. The improvements in the electoral process.
Okay.
And of course, we have seen the benefit of that in the Osun and the Ekiti elections. We have seen now that it is not easy for politicians to sit down somewhere and write results and declare that they have won. It's no longer that. I don't know if what we are being told about electronic transmission of results, the use of beavers, and all of that is anything to go by. If the degree of mobilization, so to say, of Nigerians, we are not saying that they are going to participate. The young people that before now used to either stay back or allow themselves to be used as, you know, agents of whatever.
Or decide to play ball that morning.
Yes, are the ones who are now saying that they are going to be involved. And if these things work together, and there are laws, you know, pointing to what could likely happen to individuals who try to do one thing or the other that is funny. And when you look at the fact that every Nigerian now, whether you are a police officer, whether you are an INEC staff, whether you're a lecturer or a student, whether you work in Nigeria Info or anywhere, everybody somehow is feeling the pinch of the failure of the system to provide for its citizens. Everyone is feeling it, because don't even tell me that you are in government. I know people who are in government who are crying. They are crying. Some of them are even crying more than you and I, because they are the ones who are used to comfortable life. Yes. So if there's no light in the house because there's no fuel, they feel it more than the ordinary man who is used to sleeping without a light. So, but the point now is that we see a lot of people beginning to realize that it cannot just be as they like it. And that is why you are even seeing the kind of campaigns that is going on now. You see people moving from place to place, talking to people, trying to see how they can get people to listen to them and all of that. Because they know that it is through the votes that people give to them that they will win.
All right.
It is no longer a matter of I have the support of INEC official, or I have the police people on my side, or I have bad boys. If you have bad boys now, and the bad boys manage to help you move the ballot papers and the ballot boxes, what do they do with it? How are they going to transmit the result? Because they don't have the equipment.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And they may not be recognized by the receiving system, even if they do have the equipment. There may be processes and codes that will enable you access the portal and all of that. So if they don't have all those things, it becomes a waste of time and energy. So, and that is why this matter is serious. But again, is that even among the invested politicians who belong to particular political parties, the sentiment now is that some people want to vote for candidates and parties that are not their own party. Where, of course, you are hearing what is happening both in the PDP and APC and all the other political parties.
Yeah.
People are not thinking about voting for individuals that they believe have something to offer. Of course, you have seen some endorsements coming in. You see somebody who is in PDP, for example, endorsing somebody in another party. It tells you something that people are beginning to feel that, look, the time has come for us and to begin to look for individuals who have what it takes. And what this will mean is that in the future, political parties will become reasonable and responsive by asking themselves, first of all, what do the people want? What kind of person do they want? What kind of individuals? Track record, experience, you know, behavior and all of that, are they yearning for? Even age, the issue of age and the health of individuals have become important issues.
Yeah.
So if after this election, depending on how it pans out, you see political parties making decisions now, not on the basis of looking at one factor, maybe this guy has a lot of money or he has been a long-standing member of the party. You are going to look at how will the people view him when we present him that you can get the votes. Because if you don't do that, of course, you will lose.
All right, let's get your thoughts. What is the collection process like in your ward and registration area? And what would you like INEC to improve on? The number to call is 070-0923-0923. It is important to note that we are live on Facebook and Twitter. That means you can watch as you listen. It is www.facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. And on Twitter, it is @NigeriaInfoPH. It's also important that you turn off your radio as you call me. I'll start with this message from Godwin Chooks on WhatsApp. It says, good morning. With what I'm seeing, the election will be free and fair and votes will count. This is the first time I've seen an election process that the polity is not overheated. The political intricacies are not as before, thanks to the political will to have a credible election, thanks to the Electoral Act and the BVAS. So it means the Nigerians have hope in the system. Election is next month and every party and candidate seems as if nothing is happening. We are getting it better, Godwin Chuk says. All right, over to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Please turn off your radio. What is your name?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to say that in
what
my
is your
ward,
name? What is
I'm
your name?
I'm calling from Joint Crown Matrade.
Yes.
In Alder West Local Government.
What's your name?
My name is Goodluck.
All right. Go ahead, Goodluck.
So in my ward, the INEC has not come to my place at all. There has not been anything done in my ward at all.
Okay.
And I want to also advise that they should give special attention to physically challenged people, especially the visually impaired ones.
Okay.
The INEC sometimes if you don't come with somebody, they have to delay you. So, and even the voting process, they should ensure that the physically challenged and the visually impaired ones are carried along because they are part of the democracy.
All right.
So, yes. And finally, I want to tell all Nigerians to be wise. Be wise while voting. Look at the candidate. Look at, you know, credibility. That will not make that mistake that we have made in the past.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, credibility for you might be different from credibility for the next man. Hello, good morning. All right, call back if you can. I'll be taking thoughts on social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter. We are streaming live. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right,
good morning. Go ahead.
Yes, I totally agree with what your guest has said. For me, I think I would have said that this thought of his should have been played on all the radio stations like Jingle. But somehow, it sounds to me like a politician too, because the voice I am hearing is like
the ones that at that particular time now, they will do their thing the normal way they do it. Somehow, I am afraid. But let us look at INEC this time around. Chinke Daniel Imoke.
Hold on, Chinke Daniel. What is the normal way that it is done? What is the normal way they do it? Oh, my. Dr. Wally, you definitely have fans.
I think the normal way
you
is,
have to respond to
the normal way is the way of rigging. But you see, it's not like if you watch football, you see that footballers have a tendency to want to cheat. Yes, sometimes somebody has kicked somebody has been kicked, and then you see somebody fall in a certain way to see whether they can get an advantage, and that's why you have the referee. When the referee spots that, he punishes the person. So everybody wants to win. Everybody, if you allow them, may want to do funny things to win. But if you have an independent umpire that is saying, look, there are rules governing this thing. You must do the right thing. And you, if everybody does the right thing, the result that we get will shock everybody. All and right. That's what we should be looking at. Because in the end, it will still be politicians that will win or lose the election. It's not going to be people who are not politicians. So let's not bother about that. And all over the world, you find that politicians are somehow the same. They will come, make promises, say things, you know, try to convince the people that their party and their candidate is the best. It is left for the people to sift through. Because even in the case of Nigeria, if we are looking at the two major political parties, we have experienced PDP, we have experienced APC. Maybe we have not experienced much of Labour Party and all the other ones. But then, it is left for us to decide for ourselves what we want. Politicians have presented their candidates, they have presented their manifestos and all of that. Let us choose one that we think will answer our questions.
All right.
Then the party that gets the majority will carry the day.
I've got comments on WhatsApp which I should take. Lady V says, as at yesterday, the 6th, no INEC presence in Ataba Wards 10 and 11 in Andoni LGA. I believe the INEC officials are listening. Efforts of people who waited behind after New Year holiday to get their PVCs was in vain. Please, we beg them to mobilize their workers down to Ataba, Lady V says. The next comment, they did not show up yesterday at Rukpoku Civic Center, Ward 14. Okay. Good morning, Simon, Dr. Walu. What the people that went to INEC, I beg your pardon, that went to collect their PVCs said is true, because my younger brother and sister went to collect theirs yesterday at UPE Choba. They spent less than 3 hours to get their PVCs, round face from Rumekini. So people are saying at least for Choba, it was smooth. Good morning, Sam and Dr. Walu. For those I've spoken to in Oyibo, they say the collection process is dependent on the number at the day you go. But they all agree that INEC staff do not cut corners. Okay, that's really good. Now, I think INEC should never end voter registration. INEC should instead put a cap on the last day to register or transfer or edit your name or any other detail before you'll be allowed to vote in the next general election. For example, to vote in 2023, July 31st is the deadline. But you can keep registering anytime you turn 18. But for your PVC or new PVC, in case of detail change, it would only be after the entire election cycle will be concluded. I think I agree with the text completely. Thank you for sending that. 070-0923-0923. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good morning to your guests in the studio.
Good morning.
Yeah, happy weekend. My name is Ogundo from Alakaya.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's a good one that INEC has gone far to this extent. Yes, they say if somebody does anything, even if the person has been doing wrong, but for one, should be appreciated. But be it as it may, we would also want to tell INEC, yes, the awareness is so much that people have started getting themselves in order to be able to elect their candidate who they feel will man Nigeria and do Nigeria very well. But I want to tell you this. There are so many persons that will not also get their PVCs. I am very sure of it.
Why?
And I think, yeah, because, you know, I'm an example. I had issues with my card. I was among the people who did the PVC 2011.
Okay.
And as I'm talking to you right now, my PVC is bad. Those essential writings on it, they have all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Which I went back to INEC
When I got there, the guy asked me and I explained to him. He said, okay, that he is going to type my name into the system, that if it shows, that means the card is there.
Okay.
When he typed my name, lo and behold, nothing was seen. It was blank. So he asked me to do a new one.
Okay.
Do you know that for over how many months now I did that new one, people that I did even before have collected. And I even went there last week to call and told them, they said, since I had gone to begin to do a new one, that I will not get. What am I saying? INEC has not done well in the awareness on how, who has lost cards, who needs a renewal, and the rest of them. So many persons will be deprived on this. I am telling you the truth because we are much. As I'm talking to you, people are complaining. At the end of the day, they will not get their PVC. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we want INEC to do something on this aspect. People who have made mistakes, either you want a replacement, you went for a new one, how can we be able to get them? That is the one that is most important. Because if you check the number of persons who have these issues, they are more. Thank you very much and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, the very distinguished Sam Orakuchini. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing well.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year.
I salute the great dog. Happy New Year, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, I remember Temple Okiri. I think in HA here, I would say the process has been a very good one, at least within the confines of the council, the level of people trooping in to collect their PVC. I think that sharp practices is not being experienced. But my major problem is the manpower. Looking at since yesterday, the INEC said they have started the distribution of the PVC across the world level, which is a community by community. The manpower is a very big factor. And looking at the time limit, telling me that just 10 days, would they be able to cover the 19 wards of a chair within that time limit? As I'm talking to you now, if you come to Igbo, ward 3, we have not seen them. If you come to ward 4, they have not been seen. If you come to ward 1, they have not been seen. So which wards at this point in time have they been to? If they cannot start at least with ward 1, is it ward 19, which is the last ward of in a chair here, with a cover? And I also want to push forward to the government, because which I think is also a very, you know, pertinent factor now, the fuel scarcity. It will also deprive people going to the INEC, collection centers, to go and get this PVC. But the fuel issue is biting hard. I want to appeal to the River State government, at least the River State government, through the Honorable Commissioner for Energy and Natural Resources, if they can push forward the tax fund, making sure that this petrol station sells fuel at the pump price. Because even getting to your community, better, the transportation should have 100 times, triples, and which I think will be a very big, denying factor to people getting their PVC. I think for me, it should be a concern to us.
Well, thank you very much, Temple. I think it makes a solid point. Do you see the possibility of an extension thanks to the hurdles connected to collecting PVCs, especially that fuel?
There may not be extension because, even what we're enjoying now is extension. INEC ought to have stopped this thing sometime in July last year, something like that. So the issue of fuel and movement of people is very cogent. But again, sometimes we inflict these problems on ourselves.
How so?
You see that we live in a country where somebody lives in a particular place but registers in his village where he doesn't live. He goes there to vote. So you have a situation where some people are in Port Harcourt now, for example, Obiakpo or any other place, but they want to go back to their village to get PVC, and they are complaining about transportation. For those people, they have caused their own problems because people should vote where they live. It's also part of why government is not able to function properly, because if the figures don't represent the demography as it should be, then planning becomes difficult. I also want to talk about the issue of places that they have complained that
they have not seen the presence of INEC. INEC needs to do something seriously because it's a very short period of time that is allowed for this process.
Truly.
And then the issue of accommodating physically challenged people, very important. Very, very, very important because nobody should be left behind. So, and I believe that INEC is listening. I don't know whether they have thought through the number of restriction areas and wards and all of that in deploying their men. And if they themselves have made proper arrangements to move their officers from the local government headquarters to the various communities and places where these things are supposed to be distributed. So INEC should take this as a feedback and work to make sure that the process becomes more and more seamless.
All right.
But we need to also continue to commend INEC for the positive reports that I was getting from some places about how the process has gone so far.
Okay, well, now we would pay attention to our stream. Of course, we are live on Facebook and Twitter. It is at Nigeria Info PH. Go on those platforms and make your voice heard. Ifeanyi Nwoike says, good morning. I'm watching from Dubai. Please let us make a good Nigeria this time with our PVC. Lorenzo Delight, still on Facebook. This year's election will be 90% free and fair because most of the electorate are now wiser. As for my ward, which is Apoku Umoye, Ward 16 in Eche, is going on smoothly. We're getting there. Thank God, Atwegbu. I commend INEC for smooth collection of PVCs in various wards. The day of general elections, we would not like to hear anything called logistic problem in delivering INEC materials to our various wards. And Adi OKOCC, the fact is collection needs to improve faster. Tamino Tekena Dagogo, considering this presidential election, it seems to have three clear front runners. Okay, it's important that stakeholders step up enlightenment and provision of winning. All right, we're talking about PVC collection, so I'd like to keep the conversation there. Okay, where is the name of the center where INEC is giving out the PVCs at Choba? I'm going to take that. I know it's in our news. I have a question. I register for my PVC at INEC office in GRA, but I live at Woji. I want to know where I can pick it up around there. The INEC site isn't helpful. Well, you have a polling unit.
It has to be where he registered.
Yeah.
If he registered at the GRA, then you should go and collect it there. If it is Woji, you should go to Woji. Well, they are talking about registration areas.
I did a transfer because when I got my PVC initial, my first registration was not in River State.
Okay.
So I remember doing a transfer. A lot of people complained about updating of details, you know, whether or not. And I remember going to the INEC office along Eliozu and I got my card. You know, so at least when a lot of people are saying, oh, this is difficult, I can come out and say, this is my own story.
And you did that transfer here in Port Harcourt.
Yes,
you got the,
right here.
Yeah, so that's what it should be.
All right, we'll take one call and then go on this break. Hello, good morning. All right, call back if you can, 070-0923-0923. We're asking what the collection process is like at your end. What I want INEC to do is ensure that transmitting machine will not be compromised, that our votes will count, which will encourage more Nigerians to participate in the next election. All right, INEC should do everything to give Fuche community one ward and take us back to our original Ward 6. Is INEC trying to be real? That's a question begging an important answer. Now, for the collection of PVCs, the centers have been published, I know, at the various local government areas. For Obiakpo, because I have a list, centers for collection from 6 to 15, Ward 1, Oroi Gene, Elimbu Town Hall. 2, Rumudara, which is Rumudara Town Hall. Ward 3, Rumuoko. Now, this is for Obiakpo, local government area, of course. St. John's Primary School, Rumokrushi. Ward 4, Rumodumaya Town Hall. Ward 5, Elelewon, State Primary School, Elelewon. 6, Woji, that's Woji Town Hall. Ward 7, Rumokoro, Community Primary School, Okorodu. Ward 8, Rumomasi, St. Michael Primary School, Rumomasi. Ward 9, Rumoeme, 7A, Rumoe Precom Civic Center. Ward 10, Rumoeme, 7B, Government Girls Secondary School, Rumoeme. Ward 11, Rumoeme, 7C, Community Primary School, Rumoeme. 12, Rumigbo Civic Center. Ward 13, Rumokuta Government Girls Secondary School, Rumokuta. Ward 14, Rukpoku State Secondary School, Eneka. Ward 15, Choba, that's UPE Choba.